Well, it is time to go to the movies. The Hub's film and TV critic is Jason DeRosso. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning.
A film after the grey dollar this week. It's called Finding Your Feet, Imelda Staunton.
Yeah.
But it doesn't involve people retiring to India.
No.
Like the Marigold Hotel.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It stays firmly with its feet in London, speaking of finding your feet. Look, Staunton plays this woman who is on the eve of retirement. Her policeman husband, well, he's not a cop on the beat, but he's sort of a high-ranking member of the police, has just been made a knight. She's been made a dame. They've got all the people over their house. And then she walks through the wrong door at the wrong time and finds him in the arms of another woman, a friend of hers. And that, of course, sparks a bit of a breakdown. She leaves him and heads to basically sleep on the couch of her sister's place. She lives in, the sister's played by Celia Imrie, and she lives in a council flat in central London. Quite a step down for the very posh character played by Imelda Staunton in this. There she meets all these sort of bohemian, grey-haired, on the cusp of retirement people like herself. There's a bit of pot smoking involved, a bit of late-night sangria sipping, and some salsa classes as well. And Timothy Spall is this old geezer who sort of rubs her up the wrong way at first, but sort of catches her eye. He lives in a houseboat on a canal. Anyway, a lot of cliches there, I suppose. There's some predictable speed humps as well, like illness and death and so forth. But it is very much a comedy trying to make light of, I suppose, starting again in very late middle age. Let me play you a clip. This is where Imelda Staunton's character first confronts her husband. The house, their palatial house, is full of their friends at this point.
You're supposed to be my friend. We even took you to the palace.
I didn't mean for this to happen, Sandra.
Oh, really? You knew precisely what you were doing.
Please calm down, Sandra. Remember where you are.
I know exactly where I am, in my own bloody home. I have spent my entire married life putting you and your career first, and what got me through was knowing that when you retired, we would share our golden years together. But instead, you've traded me in for a newer model. Let me tell you, Mike, she's had more than one previous owner.
Yeah. Ooh, the claws are out.
Yeah, the claws are out. Look, that's one of the best scenes in it, and it's right at the beginning of the film, which shows you what I think about it. I mean, I quite like it when it's this slightly overheated, hysterical melodrama. I like it. It's funny. It's kind of awkward, clumsy. It works really well, but it's a terribly worn formula.
Right.
And, you know, for all the film is actually about breaking out and being transgressive and finding your mojo and sort of ditching the conservative old ways because they haven't worked for you in the end. It's an oddly conservative film. I mean, there's a lot of sort of hanging out with the bohemian sort of older people in London, and yet all the people of colour are kind of there as sort of set dressing. They're just in the background. They don't really have any lines. There's one scene in which one elderly Jamaican man sort of dies on the point of arousal, sexual arousal.
Right.
And that's in the trailer. It's not a spoiler, by the way. That's treated as a joke. Like, so even a kind of death in that case is treated as a gag. I found it quite
distasteful. That's weird for a city as diverse
as
London.
I mean, there's a point at which Staunton and Timothy Spall, and this is a couple of jokes made about Chinese food, they're sort of looking at this sort of duck restaurant, this Chinese duck restaurant, these ducks hanging in the window, and they kind of turn their noses up in this montage that's supposed to be an endearing moment of, yeah, who would eat that anyway kind of thing. So I found it really on the nose in that case, in that sense. And look, it doesn't do much with the formula anyway. So I'm sort of talking about it this morning to say avoid it because it is on every second bus that you'll see around town and the advertising for it anyway. And I think maybe stay at home and watch the Marigold Hotel. Having said that, the racial politics that much better, perhaps. But anyway.
Something completely different. A Fantastic Woman. It's about a trans woman mourning her lover.
Yeah, this is up for Best Foreign Picture at the Oscars. It's a really well-made film by a guy called Sebastian Lelio. He's a Chilean director. He made a film about actually a single middle-aged woman looking for love called Gloria that came out a couple of years ago. It was a bit of a minor hit on the indie circuit. This is a kind of film noir tribute in a way, but it is about this trans woman whose lover dies in her arms and then is prevented really from grieving because, A, the police are after her. They think maybe she had something to do with knocking him off. His family turned out to be this very well-to-do, upper-middle-class family, quite sophisticated, but they are getting their own back now, it seems, and they want to bar her from the funeral. So it is this constant sort of struggle that she has to sort of be recognised. Look, not a film that completely works for me. I think it lacks a bit of intensity, but it's very well made, beautiful to look at, a wonderful portrait of Santiago, the Chilean capital.
Sure.
A kind of glittering yet very alienating metropolis in this, which suits the mood. Wonderful, wonderful score, by the way, by Matthew Herbert, an English electronic musician who's using conventional orchestration in this, and it sounds kind of very Hitchcockian. So, look, I recommend it. It's called A Fantastic Woman, and Daniela Vega, who is this real enigmatic magnetism, the lead actress, she will be the first openly trans woman to open an envelope on stage at the Oscars this month.
Jason DeRosso, thank you very much.
You're
indeed.
Welcome.
Jason DeRosso, host of The Hub On Screen, on air at 10 o'clock this morning, an interview with the director of A Fantastic Woman, a film we've just spoken about.